Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I know it's somewhat late, and I normally don't come on this time of night, but I just want to take the time to address a subject and an issue that for the past several weeks have really been bothering me, and I think it is apropos that I address a few things on this particular blog talk program tonight. I want to deal with wolves dressed as shepherds, wolves in shepherds' clothing. We have an epidemic in the body of Christ. It's a serious epidemic. The sad thing is there is a spirit that is going across the world and even in the church, the spirit of deception. Matthew 7 and 15 mentions these words from Jesus, and I'm reading from the NIV. Jesus says these particular words, and I think they will be a blessing to you. He says this according to the NIV. He says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." Watch out for false prophets, for they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. I think that's interesting because Aesop tells of one of his fables about a wolf that put on sheep skin so that he could fool the shepherd into believing that he was a lamb. And the shepherd locked the flock behind the gate that night. The wolf thought he was clear to eat all the sheep he wanted. But to his surprise, the shepherd returned to the flock that night to gather meat for the next day, and the wolf in sheep clothing was killed as one of the sheep. Interesting. The wolf in sheep clothing was killed as one of the sheep. So this idiom, wolf in sheep clothing, and simply means someone who is pretending to be something that they are not. We have people in the church today, brothers and sisters, who are pretending to be something that they are not. There's a Greek word in the book of Timothy when it talks about, and it tells us to study, to show ourselves approved to God, a workman, need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And that Greek word is argotes, argotes. It literally talks about, it literally means one who is a workman or a skilled laborer. It also has to deal with someone who is perpetrating. And sadly, my brothers and sisters, there are many people in the body of Christ today who are perpetrating a fraud. Sadly, that is the case. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous, ferocious wolves." Be careful, Jesus said. I warn you, Jesus said, because though they look like they are shepherds and though they look like they are innocent sheep, they are lying, false, ferocious, ravenous wolves who have been sent on assignment by the devil to do what John said, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we have a lot of wolves out there, my brothers and sisters, wolves in sheep clothing, wolves who are these people who play a role different from what their real character is. Now, there's something interesting, and I love Scripture. I love Scripture. And I got a few things I want to talk about in these next 25 minutes. Jesus said something about this in Matthew's gospel when he mentioned this that is so important that I want to read it to you because I want you to understand tonight this whole passage. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7,
And I believe it's verse 16. I'm reading from the King James now. You shall know them by their fruits. I say it again. You shall know them by their fruits. He goes on and said, do men gather grapes of thorns or fig tree of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Jesus goes on to say, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits, Jesus said, you shall know them. And that's something I want to just tell you. When you are trying to discern who is on the Lord's side, who God is using, you do what the Bible says. Examine their fruits. Examine their fruits. See if their life lines up with their testimony. See if they are bearing fruits of righteousness. Fruits of righteousness. I remember I was in Atlanta, and I was staying in Atlanta, and I'm not going to go into details in the situation, but when I was there, I got called all sorts of names out of my name because I would not become hoish like the other person. I would not become like this and that and the third. And I got called all sorts of names, all kind of stuff, because I would not live a certain way. People, by your fruits, you shall know them. There's a lot of false prophets out there. All because somebody can prophesy every now and then and hit every now and then, but they're missing 25 other times, but they hit one time out of 26, they're still false prophets. They could be prophesying and hitting every time, but when they preach doctrines contrary to the scripture, they are false prophets. I just want to give you a few signs tonight signs on how to tell if you're dealing with a wolf in sheep's or shepherd's clothing. The first sign I want to deal with tonight is that you have wolves who are biblically illiterate. Ooh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I could have spoken tongues on that one. Because I've recently, even on the past couple of years, have ran across wolves who are biblically illiterate. They are biblically illiterate. They have quote scripture. When they do quote scripture, they're mixing verses together that don't even go together. They don't even know how to correctly exegete the text. They know about everything else but about the Bible. We have biblically illiterate people who don't even know how to teach the very word of God. This word of God that is life and peace to the brothers and sisters. This word of God that liberates, that cleanses. They do not know how to preach the word of God. They'll put you to sleep. They can't even rebuke a gnat. They have no power. They have rhetoric, but no power. Biblically illiterate. Everything they say disagree with scripture. Everything, majority of what they talk about, disagree with scripture. And a lot of these biblically illiterate wolves are Pharisees. Pharisees who are so legalistic, they do not even understand the very grace of God. Oh, bless his name. They don't understand the very grace of God. They are the ones that the silly women's laying wait for. People who are so full of themselves, biblically illiterate people. Jesus says these words, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You got folks that'll talk like they know God. They don't know him because they don't know his word. They create more division instead of unity. 1 Corinthians 14:3 and 4 says, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation, but the one who speaks in a tongue build up himself. But the one who prophesies build up the church. You've got some people who don't even know how to speak the word of God to build up the church. They are perpetrating a fraud. You got too many people who think they know God. They don't know God. They have not even been called by God. They sent themselves. They had others who put them in place, claiming that God called them and God never called them. Claiming their anointing, but they are not anointed. They can't build up the church. Everything that they touch, they have their Midas touch in reverse because they're biblically illiterate people. They don't even know the very word of God. We got worldly wolves in the church. I think that's my number two. If not, I skipped it. I go back to it. Yeah, I'm right. Number two, we have worldly, carnal wolves in the church. Not only do we got people who don't even know the word, they're perpetrating a fraud. They know how to memorize stuff, but they don't know how to put it in their heart. They don't know how to live this word because they are biblically illiterate. They have no Holy Ghost on the inside of them that is able to allow them to correctly exegete the text. And not only that, since they are biblically illiterate, that means they are worldly and carnal. We have a lot of worldly and carnal folks in the church. We have a lot of worldly and a lot of carnal folks in the church. Matthew 7, 16 through 20, you will recognize them by their fruit. I read this earlier. Grape gathers from the thorn bushes and figs from the thistles. So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruit. This is why I love the Lord so much, because you do not have to worry about those who perpetrate a fraud, because God will expose them for who they really are, because they are not his ambassadors. No matter how many times they say, I'm an apostle, but they are not. They are of the household, they are of the synagogue of Satan, and God will expose them. Because even though they may hide under the clothing, they may wear their clerical garment, they may be in sheep clothing, but God will expose them. You don't have to worry, my brother and sister, about a worldly wolf or carnal wolf, because their worldly, carnal lifestyle will expose them. They don't know how to live right. They don't know how to live holy. You'll see them messing up the church, messing over the people in the church. You'll see them, watch this. This is the works of the flesh, the Bible says. Sexual immorality. That's fornication. And the fornication not only includes sexual immorality, but people who are guilty of fornication are also idol worshipers. Because the word fornication in the Greek is porneo. Porneo deals with sexual immorality, but it also deals with worshiping idol gods. And we got people who have turned to idols. And the Bible says when you turn to idols, you are committing porneo. You are committing sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries. Lord, do we got a lot of rivalries in the church. Dissensions, God, we got a lot of dissensions in the church. Divisions, we got a lot of divisions. Envy, that devil rears his head every which way. People would envy you because they can't be you. But they want to be you. They want to be great. So they take unto themselves these great and lofty names and great and lofty titles. They don't know what humility is. Like I always tell everybody when I meet them face to face, hey, my name's Thomas. You don't have to call me bishop. You don't even have to call me apostle. Don't disrespect me, though, because I don't play that disrespect stuff. You know, my last name is Henry. That's not my name. Henry is my family name. My name is Thomas. I believe in respect, but we got so many folks, they envy you. They would never respect you. They would disrespect you because they want to be you. They want everything you got. They'll claim that what's yours is theirs. And they'll do whatever they can take to try to destroy you and bring you down. Envy is in the church, my brothers and sisters. Envy in the church. Envy is one of those derivatives of idolatry and sexual immorality. drunkenness. People not only are drunk on wine, but they're drunk on themselves. Orgies. Bible calls all this stuff works of the flesh. And things like these. I warn you, Paul says to the Galatian church, I warn you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Got a lot of folks claim they got God, but it's too immoral. They got all this junk going on. But the fruit of the Spirit is this. Notice the word fruit is singular. It's not plural. Because people say there's nine fruits of the Spirit. That's not what the text said. There's one fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And love has these traits. It's got joy. It has peace. It has patience. It has kindness. Love is expresses goodness. Love expresses faithfulness. Love is gentle. And love has self-control. And it's sad that a lot of people in the church do not have self-control. They act like they are gangsters in the house of God. The Bible says, against such, talking about the fruit of love, the fruit of Spirit, which is love, there is no law. For those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. We got too many people who are immature in the church. See, that's how you can tell worldly and carnal wolves, because they are immature. They are immature. They don't know how to let things go. They keep coming at you. They keep fighting you. And they keep making it look like you're the one fighting them, when in actuality, they're the one fighting you. You and your corner trying to be peaceful, but these worldly carnal wolves keep coming at you. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrines of Christ. But you know what? They can't leave that because most of them are biblically illiterate. Let us therefore leave the elementary doctrines of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God. We got too many worldly Christians, and carnal Christians. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Brothers and sisters, we have carnal and worldly wolves in the church. We got sneaky wolves. How many times have you dealt with sneaky saints? They throw their rocks, but they hide their hands. They throw their rocks. And they make it seem like that they are right and righteous. But they're not. There's no right and righteous in what they're doing. Because what they're doing, when they are being sneaky, they're trying to keep you from seeing them. And so what they do, they start spreading lies and start spreading rumors and make it seem like that they are the one being down and criticized and worked over. We got sneaky wolves in the church. Sneaky wolves that think that the real saints don't see them. But God see you. Yes, Lord. We got carnal sneaky wolves in the church, but God sees you. Thank you, God. God sees you. God sees you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I feel the Holy Ghost right about now. God sees you. He sees your sneakiness. He sees your cunning and craftiness. God sees you. Glory to God. I thank God for the real Holy Ghost. God sees you. Your sneakiness, your underhandedness, your craftiness. You're fooling with these folks and deceiving these folks. God see you. The Lord rebuke you. Oh, bless his name. The Lord rebuke you tonight. The blood of Jesus against you, devil. The Lord rebuke you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sneaky wolves in the church. Sneaky wolves. We got sneaky wolves that are parading as bishops. We got sneaky wolves that are parading as apostles and evangelists and pastors. We have sneaky wolves in the church who appear to be godly, but there's nothing godly about them. They're full of hell. They're full of mess. They're full of carnality. They're full of worldliness. They're biblically illiterate, sneaky wolves in the church. God sees you. He sees you. We got greedy wolves in the church. Greedy wolves. They're not satisfied with being humble. They're not satisfied until they abuse everybody. They're not satisfied until they try to make everybody else look small when they themselves don't even have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. They're greedy wolves. They're after the souls of people. They're after God's people, trying to destroy God's people just to make a name of themselves. But Satan, the Lord rebuke you. God recognize you. Greedy wolves in the church. Greedy for power. Greedy for position. But I'm like David. It don't matter what you call me. Because, see, I feel like David. If I can just be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If I can just be a doorkeeper in the house of God, that's all I need to be. I'm not worried about this and that. I just want to be in his presence. I don't care if they don't get the liturgy right. I just want to be in his presence. Just get the word right. Speak the word of God. I don't care if they don't have the canons like they're supposed to. Get the word in your life, because the Bible says everything, including canons and including councils, everything is going down but the word of God. We got greedy wolves in the church. We got so many people in the church, they're so concerned about everything but souls. They're concerned about everything but souls. Greedy wolves. Power-hungry wolves. They don't care. They're not caring. We got people we got wolves that see everybody false but their own. Full of sin. Wolves that are full of sin. But they can't see nobody else's fault because, like Jesus said, they got a big old stick sticking out of their eyes trying to point out a speck of dust in somebody else. How are you going to depose people and you yourself are as guilty as Judas? Throw your rocks, but hide your hands. We got lying wolves in the church. I've seen it all on Facebook for the past couple of weeks. Lying wolves in the church. Been seeing it ever since I've been on Facebook, matter of fact. Lying wolves in the church. We got lying wolves in the church. People lie. People have all these ulterior motives and all these hidden agendas, but God is going to expose you. We have lying wolves in the church. You don't have to believe me, but one thing I know, God is still God all by himself. God is still God. I promise you, God is still on the throne. And as I remember growing up in my daddy's church, oh, bless his name, I can remember them always saying, every liar going down. Every liar will one day have his place in the pit. Some of y'all lying devils. You think you have gotten by, but God is going to reveal all of you soon. He's going to pull the cover off of you. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. He shatura rabasa. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I feel my help right about now. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lying wolves in the church. We got lying wolves. I got about 6 minutes left here. We got lying wolves in the church. They lie. Lying wolves, sneaky wolves that hide until the right time to try to deceive people. Jesus said in Matthew 24:4, he said, see that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. We got people leading people astray today. And it's sad. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, for such men are false apostles. They are deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostle of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel like, so it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as a servant of righteousness. Their end, God says, will correspond to their deeds. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm getting happy. Can't talk about the word of God and get into the word of God. And I get excited because we have too many people who are messing over God's people, messing over the people of God, coming for the people of God. But one thing I know is that I'm a praying man. One thing I know, God does hear my prayer. Hallelujah be to God. One thing I know is that God has promised me some things. He has promised me something. I remember when I was 16 years old, and I was called by God into the ministry. He called me. I had a vision, and he showed me myself. He showed me preaching to thousands. He showed me with a ministry school. He showed me with a mega church. God showed me reaching and helping a lot of young preachers and older preachers. And I promise you, brothers and sisters, that God is going to use us to help expose some of these wolves. And see, a lot of people don't understand, you don't have to point out the wolves sin all the time. All you got to do is live right. All you got to do is live right. Live right. Lord bless his name. Because when you live right and you put that wolf that's dressing as a shepherd and think he's not known, when you put him next to somebody that is living right, Lord bless his name. God will expose that devil, that lying devil. God will show him up. God will show her up. God will show them up to be who they really are. We'll bless his name. Hallelujah be to God. We have wolves in the church. There's a mother in my church. She said she before she came to my church, she said, I preached a sermon entitled Wolf Tracks. It looked like a sheep, but when you look at the footprints, there are wolves. And some of you are being deceived by people that look like sheep. They look like shepherds. But if you look down and start looking at them and start looking at their titles, and if you look down, you'll notice that they're not giving off sheep prints. They're giving off wolf prints. If you can't, if their footprints are deceiving you, Jesus said, look for their fruit. Sweet water. Bitter water can come from the same fountain. Lying people in the church, worldly people in the church, sneaky people in the church, lying in wait, greedy people in the church, fault-finding people in the church, biblically illiterate wolves in the church. I'm so tired of them. I am so tired of them. I have promised you that between this week and next week, even during the Congress, one of the things that we're going to be doing is that God expose these devils. God expose these devils. Uncover these devils so that your name may be glorified, so that your name may be exalted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I want God to show himself strong in his church again. I want God to bring revival back to his church again. But the only way God is going to bring revival is we stand against sin. If we stand for righteousness again, if we stand on the side of the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I pray today that something was said to bless you and encourage you and lift you up. I pray today that something you heard tonight, and whatever, if you listen to this on tomorrow, I pray that something that you heard in this broadcast will bless you. That God will help you to see where the wolves are. Because there are plentiful out there. These wolves are plentiful out there. And I thank God. I don't know about you today, but I thank God that he has starting to take the cover off them. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the increase he has done, even in my life. I thank God for the increase he's done even in the apostolic communion of churches. I thank God for the increase that he's doing right now in the midst of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. I don't know about y'all, but next week I am looking to have a great time in Atlanta. If you are anywhere near Atlanta, you need to join me in Atlanta, Georgia, September the 16th through the 19th for an awesome time in the Lord as we celebrate Jesus, as we teach, as we minister, as we train, as we raise up men and women of God from around the country. Who would knew that God will raise up such a grassroots movement for such a time as this? God bless you. Thank you for your time. Always appreciative. I am Bishop Thomas Henry, and for the last 30 minutes, you've been listening to the Apostolic Voice. Y'all have a great day.